Hello, everyone. I'm Savin Reddy. I'm a group program manager in the Big Data team. And now I'm going to talk to you about doing intelligence in big data at massive scale. So with Azure Data Lake Analytics, beyond a simple language called USQL that does analytics like percentiles and statistics, we've incorporated the best of Microsoft's machine learning in the form of cognitive capabilities. So with USQL, you can perform simple imaging and text analysis, detect objects in pictures, detect human faces and their emotions, detect text and photos, get the sentiment analysis extracted, and key phrases from text. And now, we'll show you a demo of how to accomplish all this very easily using Azure Data Lake Analytics and USQL. Okay, now here we are at the Azure portal, and as you can see, we're looking at some files. I've uploaded 4 JPEGs from Wikimedia Commons. And what we're going to do is show how Azure Data Lake Analytics and USQL and our integrated cognitive abilities let us see what's in these pictures without having any prior knowledge of machine learning or object tagging or detection, just plain USQL. So here's a very simple script, right? Let me just walk through what the script is doing. First, all these assemblies are provided as part of USQL. As you can see, we have the face SDK, and we can detect emotion. Tagging means objects and images, and OCR means detect text and images. The next is we have a little bit of USQL here, and what we're doing is we're reading a bunch of JPEGs using this cognitive.vision.image extractor, and we're storing that in a row set called images, the file name and the image binary data. Then we're using a built-in image processing code called cognition.vision.imageTagger. And what we're doing is detecting for the objects in the image, the number of objects and the tags, the strings that describe what's in the image. And then finally, we're going to output this as a simple comma-separated value file in the Azure Data Lake store. Now, one more thing I want to point out is the slider that says AUs, analytic units. It's the number of containers that will be used to execute this query. This is a small query, so I just picked one container. But I can drag this up to a big number. If I had many images, I could do 100. Or I could increase this and even say 1,000 or 3,000, any number of containers, and I'll just pay for the containers I use. In this case, I'll leave it to 1 since I don't have that many images. So now let's take a look at this job after it ran. As you can see, it completed, and it read from these files, and there were 4 images here, and it placed the output here. Let's take a look at the output file. So in the 4 images, it's detected a number of objects, and in the 3rd image, which is called Flood Under Old Route 49, Bridge Crossing Over, it says outdoor, semicolon tree, semicolon bridge, semicolon ground, semicolon arch. So based on Microsoft's machine learning algorithms, this is what we think is in the image. Now, let's see if this actually worked out. Let's take a look. I've downloaded the image previously, and this was taken by Kelly M. Groh from the California Department of Water Resources. And as you can see, it is a bridge, there is an arch, and it is outdoors. It's done a pretty good job of detecting what's in this image. And again, I don't have any background in image processing or machine learning. These are built-in capabilities in USQL and Data Lake Analytics using the power of machine learning that Microsoft has developed over years. Now that you've seen how easy it is to use Microsoft's cognitive capabilities in Azure Data Lake Analytics and USQL, please go to aka.ms/AzureDataLake, where you can find out everything you need to know about how to take advantage of big data simply.